The Labor Department surprised a lot of people today when it said job growth was essentially flat last month. Many economists had been predicting a big surge in hiring in December. As it turned out, the nation's payrolls grew by just 1,000 jobs. The unemployment rate fell from 5.9 to 5.7%. But economists said the decline occurred for the wrong reasons. NPR's Jim Zaroli explains.
There has been so much good news about the economy lately, from higher corporate profits to stepped-up factory orders, that most economists assumed that December would finally bring about the long-awaited rebound in jobs growth. Instead, the report said payroll growth was negligible. The retail sector lost jobs, and manufacturing employment fell for the 41st straight month. Bill Cheney is chief economist at John Hancock Financial Services.
You know, I've scoured this report to try and find a silver lining, and I honestly couldn't see anything. Unless you're a Democratic candidate for president, I think this is just all across the board bad news.
The report said the length of the average work week fell in December, something not usually seen in an improving economy. And it wasn't just December numbers that were disappointing. The government also said fewer jobs were created in November than previously estimated. Lakshman Achathan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says the numbers suggest that employers remain pessimistic about the economy.
When we look at the way managers are thinking, we can look at surveys of, say, CEOs around the country, and many of them are very, very suspicious about the strength of this recovery.
Achathan believes the job market is likely to improve in the months to come, but he also says there are certain structural problems that are likely to keep job growth weaker than it otherwise would be. One is the continued outsourcing of jobs overseas. The other is the steady increase in productivity, which allows companies to churn out more goods and services without hiring new workers. Today's jobs report contained one other piece of counterintuitive data. The unemployment rate fell from 5.9 to 5.7%, but the Labor Department said that was because the nation's labor force shrank. One reason for that is that many people have stopped looking for work and aren't included on unemployment rolls anymore. Again, Bill Cheney.
What we're seeing is, in fact, a big drop in the number of people even looking for work, not a big increase in the number of people actually finding jobs. The fact is people are having a hard time finding jobs, and in that situation, a lot of people get discouraged and stop looking.
Democratic presidential contenders were quick to seize on today's report, with Congressman Dick Gephardt calling it pathetic. For his part, President Bush acknowledged the jobs report wasn't good enough, but he also sounded a note of optimism, saying most indicators suggest the economy is very strong. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.